Good morning. Clouds are thickening early this morning, and rain has already moved into parts of interior New York and New England. We'll continue to see the rain overspread the entire region from south to north through the morning and especially this afternoon, and the rain could come down heavily at times. An area of low pressure is responsible for the rain. It originated in the Gulf, so it has deep tropical moisture associated with it. At the same time, a seasonably powerful storm is diving into the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. The moisture combined with that powerful storm will develop right over the Northeast today to provide volatile weather for the region through the afternoon and into the evening hours in the form of rain, heavy at times, some thunderstorms with gusty winds, and also winds alone gusting over 40, 50, maybe even up to 60 miles per hour. The front will punch through later on this afternoon and through the evening from west to east, and behind the front, the wind will flip around to the northwest. This will bring an end to the stronger rain and wind, but it will still be quite blustery overnight as the heaviest rain tapers off to scattered showers. Winds will tend to diminish a bit overnight as well, but still at times gust over 20 miles per hour. Overnight lows will be back into the 50s. For tomorrow, we'll have a return to sunshine mixed with clouds, still blustery and a more autumn-like feel with highs in the mid-60s as high pressure builds in, and that'll leave us with mostly sunny skies on Thursday with highs around 70. Another quiet day on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and into the lower 70s. Another deep trough of low pressure will approach for the weekend. At this time, it looks like there's a chance of showers for both Saturday and Sunday, and even into Monday, with highs starting out in the 70s for the beginning of the weekend, but falling back into the 60s for Sunday and Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the eastern United States from central and eastern New York and southern New England, south-southwestward across the Carolinas. A cold front associated with an upper trough is expected to cross the Appalachians early today, stretching from the northeast, south-southwestward, through the Atlantic coast states by sunset and reaching the Atlantic coast later on in the evening. Widespread convection near and ahead of the front will pose a risk for severe weather, particularly from New York and southern New England southward across the Carolinas. A very complex scenario is unfolding as widespread cloudiness and precipitation will result in weak instability and little potential for appreciable air mass destabilization across a large portion of the risk area. However, as the main upper trough expands and shifts eastward with time, strong flow aloft east of the trough will spread across the warm sector. This will result in shear profiles highly supportive of rotating storms. Clearly, the lack of buoyancy across many areas will act to limit severe potential, but the degree of shear anticipated warrants low, severe, and tornado probability across the majority of the U.S. east of the Appalachian crest. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was from Del Bajío, Mexico, at 9:27 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Canberra, Australia, at 1:34 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility, clouds and fog, and 41 degrees with a south wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 56. 75% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain, thunderstorms, and wind in the upper 70s, Boston a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo rain and thunderstorms with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 77 degrees, the low 46. The average temperature 62, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 77 hundredths for the month and 23.73 inches for the year. There were three heating degree days in Albany yesterday, now for the month 33 and 35 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low 51. The record high 88 set in 1891 and the record low 35 in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:59 p.m. 12 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming very windy with rain developing this morning. The rain could be heavy at times this afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. More rain and wind this evening, possibly even a thunderstorm, tapering off the showers overnight tonight, lows mainly in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and becoming very windy, rain today, possibly a thunderstorm. The rain could be heavy at times, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. More rain and wind this evening, possibly a thunderstorm, tapering off to showers overnight tonight, lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming windy with rain today, possibly a thunderstorm. The rain could be heavy at times with highs around 70. More rain and wind this evening, perhaps a thunderstorm, tapering off to showers overnight tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and becoming very windy with rain today, possibly a thunderstorm. The rain could be heavy at times with highs around 70. More rain and wind this evening, possibly a thunderstorm, tapering off to showers overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy and becoming very windy with rain today, possibly a thunderstorm. The rain could be heavy at times, and highs will be in the lower 70s. More rain and wind this evening, possibly a thunderstorm, tapering off to showers overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler, mid-60s, mostly sunny, lower 70s Thursday and Friday, mostly cloudy over the weekend with scattered showers Saturday and Sunday, 70s Saturday, 60s on Sunday, and a chance of showers as well on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.